This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken backed up Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week.
Intense behind-the-scenes diplomacy led by President Biden, working very closely with the Prime Minister, helped produce last week's ceasefire.
Secretary Blinken spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked the U.S. for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain the ceasefire. Secretary Blinken said the United States will be rallying international support for reconstruction assistance in Gaza with measures to ensure Hamas militants do not benefit. He also pledged to expand economic opportunities for Palestinians, both in Gaza and in the West Bank, saying that doing so would provide for a more stable environment that will benefit both Palestinians and Israelis. Belarus opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said today it is clear that Roman Protasevich, the journalist arrested Sunday after the passenger jet he was traveling on was forced to land in Minsk, has been beaten in detention.
Lawyer is already trying to get him, but we don't know the updated information at the moment. But I'm sure that he's in awful circumstances. I'm sure that he's being tortured because he knows a lot of information.
The incident has been described as state-sponsored hijacking by Western leaders, and many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. The European Union is urging member nations to close their airspace and airports to all Belarusian airlines after Belarus forced that commercial jetliner to make that emergency landing Sunday in Minsk and arrested that opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. This is VOA News. A U.S. journalist working for a news magazine in Myanmar has been detained by authorities, according to his news organization. Frontier Myanmar said on Twitter that its managing editor, Danny Fenster, was detained yesterday at the main Yangon International Airport while preparing to board a flight to Malaysia and was transferred to Yangon's insane prison. They do not know where he is, why he is being held. Frontier Myanmar publishes in both English and Burmese and is one of the country's top independent news sites. Tokyo is denying that a U.S. warning for Americans to avoid traveling to Japan will have an impact on Olympians. Japan is determined to hold the Tokyo Games that start July the 23rd. U.S. cited a surge in coronavirus cases in Japan caused by virus variants that may even pose a risk to vaccinated people. U.S. isn't banning Americans from visiting Japan, but the warnings could affect insurance rates and whether people decide to join the games. On the first anniversary of George Floyd's killing, a bipartisan policing overhaul package, Sagar Magani has this.
First anniversary of George Floyd's killing, a bipartisan policing overhaul package bearing his name remains up in the air. In a rare joint statement, the bill's three lead negotiators say they're working through differences on key issues and toward a compromise. President Biden had hoped the bill would be ready by today.
He is encouraged that there's ongoing progress.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president will keep pressing lawmakers to reach a deal. In the meantime, he'll have a private meeting today with Floyd's family in the Oval Office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Keldy Mabel Gonzalez Breve fled the Central American nation of Honduras with her family and with a price on her head to seek asylum at the U.S. border. Instead, U.S. officials separated her from her children, jailed and deported her under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy to prosecute adults entering the country illegally. While the boys were allowed to live with relatives in Philadelphia, their mother made her way back to Mexico, where she fought to join them. Finally, last month, Linda Corchado, director of legal services at the nonprofit organization, contacted her. Biden's task force was working to reunite families separated at the border. Keldy needed to get passport photos. She was to be reunited with her family. When I saw them again that day, she said, the day had such a huge impact that I cried tears of joy. I cried from so much emotion, so much happiness. It's enough now to be with her children, she says. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.